How much time do we have? Because I can talk.
5 minutes.
And I can talk passionately because I love the Lord. And I have to say, I love that term, struck by grace. Because when I came to the Lord at a time in my life, I was in turmoil. If I get emotional, cry with me. Makes me feel better. But I was struck by grace at a time when I was going through loss in my family. And I'll spare the details, but trust what I'm saying is I was very torn. And there was a short time when I was without a church. And I remember meeting Nancy and Chuck here at this church, my husband and I. And we came to find another church. But in the meantime, I was without a church for some time. And this turmoil that I was living was more than I could ever imagine. And I was struck by grace because I came to the Lord at that time. I found what it was like to be in God's hands for Him to protect me during a time when I was suffering. Suffering really well, I believe, because when I came to the Lord, I accepted everything that He had to give me. And He gave me a gift, the gift of salvation. And that is the part that we can't do for ourselves. That's the part that only God can do for us. And it's, have you ever received a gift or something someone's done for you that was so special yet you want to pay them back? Well, that's how I see my gift from the Lord. When I was suffering, I saw that I could suffer well. Why? Because what He did for me so that I can have my security in heaven with the Lord, with God and the Lord, there is no way I couldn't give back. And so the first part of my salvation was just the beginning. That's the part that God gave me. But the work that followed is my work. And that's where I am striving every day to be that fruitful Christian that He wants me to be. And I find ways of doing that. Fred talked about some of those today in the children's sermon. He talked about being in prayer. I'm trying so much to be in constant prayer with the Lord, even if it's just about get me out of this traffic, you know. I'm constantly looking for time to be in Scripture. When I first started reading the Bible, I started with small things like devotionals. It wasn't a big thing. And I found comfort in that, especially at the time of my suffering. I found comfort in that because I sought out the Scripture that helped me with what I was suffering with. And I learned what God wanted from me during that time of suffering, how to handle those situations. Because if I left it to my own feelings and thoughts about how I felt about a situation, I got a big mouth. I'd get myself in trouble. So I couldn't go there. I had to listen to what Scripture told me that I needed to do to handle those situations. And that, from that, I could be more fruitful for God. And Scripture was something that I learned to grow into and eventually be able to pull a Bible in front of me and read Scripture and thirst and hunger for that. I still use commentaries because I don't understand everything I'm reading. But it's in that Scripture I learned what it is God wants for me in my life and how He wants me to behave, how He wants me to think, not even behave, because a lot of times I sin in my own mind. But accepting that God has given me His Son, I accepted the work that goes with that. So I accepted the acceptance, but I have work to do. And I can tell you that there's a lot of character flaws that I have. Wendy, don't you say anything. Where are you? There are, and you're sitting next to Pauline. Don't you two group up against me now. There are a lot of character flaws I know, but I do introspection. I have to look at myself. And I also do have a group of Christian friends that hold me accountable. Even if I'm just angry in my thoughts, they tell me that I'm sinning against God. So for me, coming to know the Lord was just the beginning of it. It was a gift that God gave me. But the work that I have to do to be fruitful for God comes from what I do every day of my life. And let me tell you, it's not a magic pill you take, and it's not an easy progression. Sometimes forgiveness took for me in my situations, and even today I am working on not being angry or being forgiving towards people in my life. But there are times that when I've reached that place of forgiveness, it's taken a couple years to get there. So it's not a magic pill, but it is work that we have to do, work that we can do by knowing our Lord, by having a relationship with our Lord. And that's what I have learned how to do. I've learned how to pray and be very close to Him, read Scripture, be held accountable for my actions to my Christian friends. And let me tell you, they're ruthless. They won't let me get away with much. And I thank God for that, because I want to know when I am sinning. Because when I'm sinning, I don't want to make God cry and make Him sad. And I want to thank Him and give back the gift that He gave me. And that's the way that I could do it while I'm here breathing on earth, until the day of perfection when He takes me and I become His child and spend eternity with Him.
Amen. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Bless you. Wonderful. Just lay that right up there. Radical hospitality is what we're talking about there. The hospitality that Maria showed to allow Christ to come in, to be accepted, to accept the acceptance that God had for her. But you know what? Sometimes there are obstacles to that grace. Sometimes it's hard for us to accept that acceptance because of things that are going on in our lives, things that are going on in our minds. Snaes lists a couple of things that are obstructions to receiving that grace. And one of them is the cultural voices that we hear each and every day. You know what I'm talking about. The things that we hear on television, the things we read on the internet, on our iPods and our iPhones, those things, Lord, that deter us away from our fruitful life. The world would say that the good life is based on materialism. The good life is based upon what kind of car we drive, or what part of town we live in, or how big a house we have, or what brand name sneakers we wear, or what brand clothes we wear. The world tells us, these cultural voices tell us, that that's what the good life is about. But Jesus tells us that the fruitful life comes from accepting God's love for us. Accepting God's love for us. Another thing that blocks our fruitfulness is busyness. You've heard me say over and over again, and I'm probably guilty of it as anybody, we're so darn busy these days. We're so busy running here, there, and everywhere. We live such fast-paced lives. We've got all these wonderful modern conveniences. But all it's done is created more time for us to fill it up with more stuff, hasn't it? Sometimes we're like water bugs. You know what water bugs are. They skim across the top of the pond. They skim across the top of the mud puddle. And they're just scratching the surface. They're just barely touching the surface when there's so much more beneath them that they're not even aware of. And that's kind of like it is with us. We're just skimming the surface. And when we are so busy and we're so bogged down with busyness, unfortunately, we have a superficial faith that's a mile wide but an inch deep. And so we have to slow down, including myself. We need more time with God. We'll talk more about that in a minute. And then there are the negative internal voices that are going on in our head. You know, our minds are like tape recorders. We hear voices from our childhood that say we're not good enough, or we, you know, don't measure up. We didn't measure up. Those voices from our childhood that tell us, that keep us from accepting the acceptance that God has for us. Many of those voices were negative voices that prevent us now from accepting something as simple as God's acceptance. And then, of course, other blockers to God's grace are unwise choices that we make and behaviors ways in which we behave block the ability to accept God's acceptance. The fruitful life begins by welcoming God's love into our lives, not just once, but continually. The fruitful life begins by saying yes to God's love, and that's the hospitality we've been talking about. let me just offer some suggestions on how we can possibly live more fruitful lives as Christians, as God's people. Just a few suggestions that you might want to consider. Cultivate an openness to the spiritual lives. I don't know what your spiritual life is like. I don't know how much time you do spend in prayer or reading devotionally or studying your Bibles or whatnot, but we need to cultivate more of that time in order to be more fruitful. Staying connected to that vine that Maria talked about and that we've been talking about this morning. Asking for God's help. A lot of times we're, you know, take things into our own hands, and when we've messed everything up, then we go to God in prayer. And we say, Lord, get me out of this mess. I've screwed up. I've done wrong. I didn't handle it very well. Maybe we should, you know, might want to consider asking God to help us first rather than us trying to take charge. Look for ways to invite God into your circumstances. Many of you are going through very difficult times right now. There's marital situations. There's financial situations. There's family situations. Have we thought about asking God to come into those situations and to save us from those situations, to deliver us from those situations? Look for God sightings throughout your day. Do we see the Spirit at work in people's lives? Do we notice the movement of the Holy Spirit in the ways the things are going on around us? Do we see God in the ordinary? And do we cultivate a desire to know God, truly know God, instead of just knowing about God? It's one thing to know God or to know about God. It's something altogether different to truly know God. I think these are some ways that all of us might want to consider in helping us live more fruitful lives. I want to be more fruitful. I want to be more productive when it comes to sharing love and to reaching out to people. I want to be more fruitful as a husband, as a father, as a pastor. I want my ministry to be fruitful. I want the ministry of Bethel Church to be more fruitful. But it all begins by accepting God's acceptance of us. That's the first thing that has to be dealt with, is receiving that acceptance that we are loved and that God is with us each and every day. How's your fruit production these days? Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me will bear much fruit. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us again that we need to stay connected to the vine. That without you, Lord, we are lost. Without you, we can do nothing. And we pray, Father, that as we ponder these words today, as we review this scripture, as we think about how you loved us first, help us, Lord, to take that first step and accept your acceptance. To say yes to you first so that we can go on and to live fruitful, productive, purposeful, and deep spiritual lives. For Lord, until we get that straightened out, nothing else will make sense. Nothing else will work. It begins with you. We thank you, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.